Guys, girls, and non-binary folk, welcome back to Work the Podcast, the RuPaul's Drag Race recap. I'm Maya. He's Brendan.
Yes, I am.
And today we'll be discussing season 13, episode 8, Social Media. Mediaca? What's that? Social Media. She,
Social Media? I think I went to high school with her.
You definitely did not. The Unverified Rusical.
Yes, indeed. We are definitely talking about that season 13, episode 8. And you can also interact with us by emailing workthepod@gmail.com. And that is W-E-R-Q, thepod@gmail.com. And you can also follow us on all of our socials, which are listed in the description of this episode. And subscribe wherever you are listening. And leave us a 5-star review, of course. And review us on Apple Podcasts. And let us know what you think of us. We'd love to hear it.
Work. Brendan.
How you doing? I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing splendid. what's another word for splendid? Thinking when something's an R. This is with an R.
Ravishing.
No.
That's not the right word.
Resplendent. What's resplendent mean?
Resplendent.
Mm-hmm. Resplendent.
You just made that shit up.
No, I didn't. Resplendent.
Spell it.
First of all, bitch, don't come at me like that because you can't spell. That's what it is.
But, well, I mean, I'm not like a terrible speller, but like I don't know. I'm not I wouldn't consider myself like a spelling bee champion.
I didn't read enough when I was a child. I made that deduction a long time ago. I said, damn, I can't spell for shit.
Do you enjoy reading in your adult life?
No.
I am not a reader myself.
I'd rather listen to a podcast than read.
I would rather listen to a podcast. I have thought about getting into audiobooks, but I'm not sure if that's something I want to pursue or not.
When I used to work at Disney, I would read books like on my break and stuff like that. Right. But I'm also into teen nonfiction books. Those are the kind of books that I enjoy. Okay. I don't like, okay. Yeah, like I don't know. I like the Scandaloso books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. But I'm with you. I'd much rather listen to a podcast. I'd also much rather listen to a podcast, YouTube video. I'd rather watch somebody stream on Twitch. People can say what they want about that. About that platform or that outlet of entertainment. You can say I'm withering away my brain cells, but it's entertaining to me, and it's the 21st fucking century, so thank you.
Guess what?
Everybody has to read books to be smart. Thank you.
Guess what I did over the weekend?
What did you do over the weekend?
I watched the entirety up to now, season 2 of Drag Race UK. I'm caught up, bitch. And you know what I have to say?
Yes, tell me.
First of all, spoilers ahead. If you have not watched UK, don't listen to this part. Fast forward when we start talking about the episode. But okay, let's start. First of all, UK is far superior than any season of US. It's far superior. Eons ahead. It's like, what the hell? Like, what are we doing here? But also, yes. Like, the US is always shit, so it is what it is.
Even the first season of Drag Race UK.
See, I don't think that I would have... I'm glad that I didn't watch... I still haven't watched... I know what happens, but I didn't watch it, like, all the episodes. I don't think I would have liked UK if I would have watched the first season first. Because I think season 2 is more up my alley.
Season 2, there's a lot of amazing queens on season 2. So, yeah. They really... Okay. And keep going.
So I'm going to guess your favorite and you're going to guess my favorite. Okay. Is your favorite still in the competition? Still there?
Yep.
I feel like you're a taste girl.
I'm not a taste girl.
You're not?
No. I mean, I love taste. Don't get me
wrong.
You're
a horror girl?
No, I'm the fashion queen of horror. No, I'm not in a horror girl.
You're a Bimini girl.
Release the bass. Bimini! Yes, I am.
Who's my favorite?
I'm getting Ellie Diamond or taste vibes from you.
No, neither.
Oh, who? Wait, is it Bimini?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Independent system offender. I just, first and foremost.
She's like, how you doing, babes?
All right, babes. All right, babes.
You doing all right, babes? Babes.
Oh, just.
She says, is it cold in here? Or is it just my nipples?
It's so, like, it's so good. It's so good. Maybe, also maybe because just, like, as Americans, we just really, we just love British culture. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. But God, it's so good.
When you, especially their challenges of, like, these musical challenges, like the girl group challenges, there is not a single challenge in the American Queens that can touch any of the, especially like this ding bang bong sing sing song bang bang bong
UK hon. Also, like, the themes of the runways are so creative. I don't know who is making these shits up, but I don't know who's doing it in America because you're not doing good, but whoever's doing it in the UK is fucking hitting that shit at the park every fucking week. It's so who would have thought about doing a prehistoric fucking runway? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
I actually do like a horror too. I'm not gonna lie. I am I'm a horror fan as well. I liked her verse in the bing bang bong ding bong.
I just in my mind, how I see it going, first of all, fuck sister, but I think that
over her.
I think that top three is, first of all, the winner is gonna be Lawrence Chaney. It's definitely
Lawrence Chaney.
Is definitely we set him up as a winner already. So
I love him so much.
But I want top three is going to be Lawrence, Bimini, and I think Tace. I think is what's going to happen.
Lawrence, yeah, that would be a very good and very eclectic top three, because you know you have your non-binary representation with Bimini, but also very different. And then you have Tace, who's just giving you everything very like UK's Shea Coulee.
I feel like takeout
that wouldn't be offensive.
No, I don't think so. I think takeout Tace, and I could see a horror in Ellie being in that place, but I definitely see top. In the top two is going to be Lawrence and Bimini.
Let me just say one thing. If Tace does not win this season of UK Drag Race, which I could pretend, like, I don't think he will, but I could foresee it.
I can see Tace coming back for all sorts of fucking slaying the house down boots.
That is what I was about to say, though. If he does not come back, I'm waiting to see, though, on this next season of All Stars, I'm waiting to see if they bring a UK queen.
I don't know if because of the filming, I don't know if they can, but I feel like when COVID is like not a thing, I think they definitely, or maybe they'll wait until they have more seasons of UK to do a UK version of All Stars. I don't know. I don't know if they'll fuse the two together or not.
Yeah, I guess like, I think they should do a UK versus, that's in the stars. It's, they're going to do something where it's an eclectic group of queens from all different, if they don't do that, I think that they're missing out on a big opportunity.
Yeah.
Because that would
are
be
they, amazing. Are they going to invite, Canada or no?
If Canada fucking wants to, because sometimes I feel like they like don't fucking want to be involved. Like they don't even say RuPaul's Drag Race in the theme song. It's always just like Drag Race.
I don't know if that's their choice or it's like a legality type of thing.
But it's a drag race. It's RuPaul's show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think it's a different
thing. I think he doesn't want it to be called RuPaul's Drag Race.
I think it's a different iteration because I don't think the Canada one is produced by World of Wonder.
Yeah, and I'm tired of it.
That ain't their fault. That's
but then RuPaul's on it, though. He's on it. He like
in Canada?
He like, well, he's not like on it, but he comes on and like does video messages.
I see.
So it's like he's all up in the gig. So I'm just like confusion. Like, why?
Rusa, bitch, I'd rather go to Australia than go to Canada. That's a period.
Did he go to Australia?
They're filming Australia. Well,
I know. Right, I didn't know if he was judging it.
Him and Michelle are there, yeah.
That is fucked up for him to go to Australia.
And Michelle is there as well.
They went to UK. There has to be something with the Canada. I'm telling you, they must not want it to be RuPaul. I'm telling you.
I don't know. Maybe the money wasn't right. Maybe the contracts weren't right. I don't know. Yeah.
That. Why do you think Brooklyn Heights is fucking hosting? The money was definitely not right. It was definitely not right.
Okay. So on to
sorry, was that rude?
Season 13, episode 8, the Rusical, social media, the unverified Rusical.
Social media, huh? What did you Brendan, say earlier?
I don't even know, but it was wrong. What are your initial thoughts about this episode? The shit was awful. Go ahead and say it.
I feel like I've been a hater, McHaterson, this season. But I'm not, there are seldom times where I watch the musicals and I'm like, you know, it was because like 2 years ago it was the Trump musical. Ooh. That was shite.
Let me look up the musicals real quick because I'd be forgetting.
Please do, actually. Look up the musicals and then I will tell you if there's any on that list that I actually enjoy.
Because like, what was season 13's musical? I don't even remember. What was it? Exactly.
Fuck, I don't know.
Me neither. If you give me a second.
Oh, Madonna.
Madonna was last. Oh, yeah, because I remember Britta was in it.
Jan, and she was like this in the background.
Here we go. List of Rusicals. Yo, there's everything. Okay, so first of all, Rusicals started in season 6. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, because they weren't really a thing.
So,
and I think the Rusicals to begin with were not live vocals or pre-recorded vocals. I think they were lip syncs, like of other people's vocals initially, like season 6. I don't think they recorded their own vocals. I think they did like a live show where they were lip syncing other people's vocals.
I forgot about all of these.
But what was the first one? Go ahead.
I forgot about all of these. Jesus Christ. Okay. Season 6 is Shade, the Rusical. Season 7, Glamazonian Airways. Season 8, Bitch Perfect. Forgot all about that. All-Star Season 2 was Herstory of the World. Season 9, Kardashian, the Musical. Season 10, Farmer Rusical. All-Stars 3, Diva Lip Sync Live. Don't think that counts. Season 10, Cher, the Unauthorized Rusical. Season 11, Trump, the Rusical. Season 12, Madonna, the Unauthorized Rusical. They added UK in here, Rats, which was a choice. The musical, and then season 13, social media.
I thought Rats was funny.
I did too. I thought it was quite the choice. It's quite the choice.
I thought, you know, I don't know. There's been a few.
Farmer Rusical was pretty funny. I didn't care for Trump or Cher, to be honest.
Cher, I liked. Trump, no.
I liked Glamazonian Airways too.
Glamazonian Airways is cute. The All Stars ones are cute, I thought. Yeah. Kardashian, me.
What's her story of the world?
That's when Katya was Princess Diana, and was Marie Antoinette.
That was okay. It wasn't like the best.
I liked it.
It was okay.
I thought that they were not to get into that challenge, but I thought that they were extremely unfair to judging Katya on that. They were like, "You were not princess." Like, no, like they were so unfair to her. But we're not going to get into that. Hashtag justice for Katya.
Hashtag storylines.
Hashtag justice for Katya.
When we talk about it, we'll talk about it. But I just thought that this was a choice. World of Wonder, this was a fucking choice.
Honestly, I was watching it and I said, who the fuck is writing this shit?
That's what I'm saying.
Who the fuck is writing this shit?
And who have you already to get fired? Because I don't know what the hell you really fuck it up hard. You fuck it up heavy.
Hardcore.
So hardcore. In the opening of the show, after Olivia's win and Lala Reid's elimination, the queens return to the workroom. Lala's lipstick message reads, "Slay." Then save me a plate. Love y'all. Lala Reid. Stupid. So after the queens sit down on that little couch in the workroom, one of the members of the bald-headed brigade has left, and also Lala Reid is also the first eliminated queen from the winner's circle to go home. Utica feels like she needs to start standing up for herself, and Rosé and mainly Denali are plucking tin about not being the top in this last challenge. How'd you feel about the opening?
So I hope I can be an honorary member of the Bald Head Brigade.
Work.
Because I am indeed a bald bitch. I really get tired with queens like Utica. I really do.
That was funny.
Because my thing is like nobody asked for your help, my dear.
I was watching an Instagram live. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I was watching Instagram live with her yesterday. And she was talking about the sewing challenge. Okay. She said that when she made the sleeping bag, she said that she said that they had 6 hours the first day. And then I think 4 hours the second day, I think is what she said. She said she spent like 3 or 4 hours the first day and then spent the next 2 hours helping everyone else. And the second day she spent 2 hours perfecting it and spent the other 2 hours helping everybody else. Fuck everybody else.
That's what I'm saying. It is a competition. And I'm sorry, honey. There's $100,000 on the line. Right?
And a crown, bitch.
I'm all about, competition doesn't have to be cutthroat.
No.
Right?
No, it does not.
It doesn't have to be. It can be a fun place. It can be a friendly place.
It can.
But at the end of the day, this is a competition, right? So you cannot expect, if you are not fully giving yourself the attention that you want and deserve, you can't expect like to come out on top.
Also, like, and then, we get it. Like, you're nice and whatever, but like, are these girls going to do the same thing? Are they going to reciprocate the energy to you? Girl, probably not.
Well, no, they don't.
So like, what's the point?
And then Rosé and Denali, I think I talked about this last episode, though. They'd be pissing me off, too, because it's just like, I don't understand. Here's the thing. If you are the best, then you would be the best. And you and RuPaul and the judges would say you were the best. Nobody has said it. So where are you getting this narrative that you are the best? Just because you're proud of you should absolutely be proud of your work. And what you brought and who you are, mm-hmm. and what you present, you should have confidence. But don't mistake, Rosé and Denali want to sit there and talk about Candy Muse being arrogant. To me, that borders a little bit on the side of arrogance.
I don't think it's arrogance as much as it is delusion. I think it's very delusional.
I think they go hand in hand, you know.
I don't know. I think it is a different energy. But I think that, well, first of all, I think Rosé and Denali come at it differently, first and foremost. Let's start there. I think Denali is very bitter that she's not in the top. And I think that she's bitter towards everybody else, while I think Rosé is angry at herself. You know what I mean? But they both are plucked. They definitely both are plucked.
Oh yeah, they were so upset.
Yes, but especially Denali was very upset.
She's a press panini, and I was just like, girl, your outfit. Yeah, press panini. But I said, girl, your outfits have not been strong enough for you to be this upset.
We'll talk about this week.
So after we got through with this opening of the episode, we move on to the next day in the working room, and Candy, living in her fantasy world, thinks that all of the girls should live together after the season. And Candy was still, you know, in her fucking feels that Joey was not still in the competition for eye candy purposes. And everybody else is probably thinking, well, fuck my drag.
Everybody else is like, girl, Joey was not looking at you, but that's okay.
Right. Joey was not looking at you. And it's just like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't know, like, he was trying to get his Brooklyn Vanjie moment. He was really trying to get his Vanjie. He is really vying for his Vanjie moment this season.
And it's not.
And it's not it. You are not, no, there's only one Vanjie. After one Vanjie comes through, it's tired, you know?
Because we are tired. Vanessa makes us tired.
Vanessa makes us exhausted.
We're tired, yes.
So after, you know, Candy's like professing her love for Joey still, Rue enters the workroom and breaks that shit the fuck up, thank God, and announces that this week's maxi challenge is none other than social media, the unverified Rusical, where the queens will be singing and dancing up a storm, honey, which had Rosé going from 6 to midnight, bitch. He as soon as he heard this challenge, he was ready to go.
Not 6 to midnight.
He was ready to go. And then we learned, too, that each queen will play the role of a different social media platform. And vocals will be recorded with Michelle, while Jamal Sims is going to be in charge of choreography. Oof. So, while we're, you know, the girls are girling.
The girls.
Per usual.
The girls are girling.
Especially when it comes to picking roles. And everybody, you know, it's like, did we not learn how to do this back in like high school or like grade school even, for fuck's sake?
You put a whole bunch of boisterous gays in one room that are all vying for the same spot. You see what happens.
Yo, my thing is, so wait, we'll get to it in a second, but Denali and Utica both have interest in playing Lady Tweets, and Rosé and Denali both want to play Foxy. So first of all, Denali, pick a fucking lane.
Number one, bitch. You can't do both. Number two, though,
my thing is, I don't know if you caught this, but Utica goes, I'm playing Lady Tweets. And it was like, done.
Period. Period.
Denali goes, I'm torn between Foxy and then the other one, or whatever it was.
Lady
it was
Tweets.
Like Foxy and Lady Tweets. And then there was like, I think there was one more or something. And then she goes, but I'm going to, you know, stick to my guns, and I'm just going to go with Lady Tweets.
Listen.
My thing is, like, that one's not available. Like, it was already claimed.
It's not up for debate. We're already.
It was already claimed. Like, it was literally already claimed. That would be like going to like, I don't even know, like going to Subway and then like you ordering your sandwich and then the person behind you comes in and just takes your sandwiches. And
it's like
it.
You going to Macy's and somebody has a shirt in their hand and you're like, and there's no more of that shirt. And you're like, and they're in line in front of you and you step up and you go, okay, but I'm going to take this one. And you're like, the person's like, yeah. But it's all right. It's mine. Yeah. it's
but
in
like
my hands.
It's in my hand.
It's in my hand. It's mine.
No, but I'm going to take that one.
You're like, what? Like, but this, it's mine. I don't know.
I was just like, I guess. I mean, like, just because you, maybe you got away with it a couple times, like you could be that bold.
Bitch.
And then I was cringing, mama, the entire time that Rosé and Denali were auditioning for this role. They were like, get up, honey, audition for this role. And I was like,
it was too much. The shade of it all, first of all. The shade of it all. Elliot said, I think you girls should audition. Denali was like, shut the fuck up, Elliot, in the back. Okay.
And it was very clear, though, that Rosé did better. I mean, it was clear. It was clear. I'm sorry. And this is weird for me. I don't know if I said this on this, but Denali looks like my cousin out of drag. And it's been fucking with me all season.
Have I met this cousin?
No.
Okay.
Nobody even talks to this cousin anymore.
Oh, skip up.
It's on my other side. But it's weird. It looks like him and it's like freaking me out.
Okay.
Anyway, but
work.
So Rosé, after her fucking glamorous audition in the workroom, she is voted to play Foxy. And you know what is shady? McShaderson of all shady shit is that Utica voted for Denali because she was trying to get
She did. She was like, I vote for Denali.
She was trying to get her graces because she knew damn well that majority was going to roll in fucking Rosé's favor. So she said, I vote for Denali. Thank you.
Denali was like, you stupid bitch.
Denali was like, thank you.
Stupid.
So the roles are split up after we have this whole long ass fucking audition process.
Right.
Because what the fuck? We like these bitches already didn't send in a tape.
Stupid.
And so Denali gets the Russian bot Nikita. Elliot with two T's. I almost said it. gets Miss TikTok. Or no, excuse me, Miss Talk Tick, because they don't want to pay for those rights. Gottmik gets Russian bot Natasha. Candy Muse gets the Reverend Dr. Lady LinkedIn, which, bye, I'm over that.
Right.
Olivia Lux gets Marky Tuckenberg.
I hate that name. I hate it. I hate
me
it.
Too. Sweaty ass bitch. We'll get to it.
Oh my God.
Rosé was foxy. I mean, look, I can relate. So like, I'm not going to hate. I'm going to like relate, but also we're going to get to it. Simone was Miss Instaglam.
Oh my God.
Tina Burner was the MC, and Utica Queen, as she stuck to her guns, was Miss Lady Tweets. She said, bye, bitch.
She was like, no, I'm going to stick with that one. Thank you.
She's like, no, like, that's what I want.
Dolly was like, she didn't know what to do. So next up, we have the table visits for this week. And Rue is not walking through the workroom or standing at her fucking tall ass desk as she does this season.
Why? Her tall ass desk.
This week tall we have a surprise appearance by none other than Anne Hathaway.
Annie.
So, a lot of questions. Number one, I think I saw, this is more of a statement, I think I saw she was on one of the Jimmys,
you know.
One of the talk shows. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, who knows?
One of the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's kind of whack, but skip up. He was talking about her love for RuPaul in Drag Race, and this was probably like a year or so ago. So I was like, okay, she's an actual fan because she's talked about it before. You know how some of the girls
come. She's a stan. She's an ally.
They come on and they don't know what the fuck going on.
Right. They be lying.
So was this really Zoom or was the shit like it looked weird. The way they recorded it made it look like it wasn't like they weren't actually talking to each other. Was that just me?
I think, well, probably because like their questions were very like
pre-thought out
yes. Questions like for sure. So like I wouldn't be surprised if it was just like a pre-recorded segment and she answered each of those questions and they were just like one of you each say these questions,
yeah,
and we'll pretend.
I don't know, it seemed kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. I don't know, also like
I got the vibe that it was like that too.
It was just like very odd and I was like, all the people, Anne Hathaway. And I was thinking, would she have been a guest judge if it wasn't COVID? That would have been kind of iconic though, don't you think?
I think so. I always say I dislike her for some reason. And then, yeah, I don't know why. But then I watch an interview with her. And she's always, I just feel like she, I don't necessarily like her movies that she does per se. But I like her in her interviews. So I guess I like her as a person maybe. Mm. But I just never really like her movies.
Anne Hathaway's not one of the ones on my shit list. She didn't really bother me. I don't really have any thoughts about Anne Hathaway, honestly. You know, she's not how I feel about like a fucking Jennifer. I can't stand Jennifer Lawrence. I can't stand
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer is, first of all, the whitest person I've ever met in my fucking life. When she does those stupid ass Tampax commercials, I want to fucking throw a rock at her. She's so fucking annoying.
It's just annoying. Like the whole thing when she like tripped in front of Kanye and Kim and them. It's just like, it's not funny.
Can you stop? Can you stop?
It's
just
stupid and dumb. You look like an idiot. Fuck off. But anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. That was weird. But okay.
Yeah. We had a little Zoom meeting with Anne Hathaway or Annie, whatever she wants to go by anymore.
Her name's Anne Hathaway. Stop.
Right. But so then after our table visits or not lack thereof.
Right. Mostly, Zoom visit, I guess.
After our Zoom meeting with Anne, we move on to recording with Michelle. And to where the first thing we all noticed was that Tina sounded like he was an old, 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 old man giving you very off-Broadway tea.
Not the off-Broadway tea.
I what is it about Tina? Why can't I get into it? Why am I like, why can I not get into it?
Fashions are bad, not that funny, kind of bitchy. Do you want me to keep going?
I mean, because, you know, it's just like I feel like there's a lot of people who do. There's not a lot of people, but he does have a good fan base and there are people who are eating him up. And I don't necessarily want to dislike Tina, but I just can't get behind it, you know?
I mean, Tina's been doing drag for a long time, so obviously somebody likes Tina, but she's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, not mine either. But so after Tina's belting out like a old goat, Simone is struggling and also doubting herself just a little bit. And then she can't really get her words right. How do you feel about that?
There's always one, every time they do a recording, it's a queen that cannot get the words right. Like in the UK, who was it? Was it Joe Black couldn't get the words right, correct?
No. Oh, it was Glenn Close, but no cigar.
And he was like, I have been singing cigar. Just cigar. That's it.
Glenn Close, but no cigar. He's fucking terrible. What a waste.
Wow.
Come back.
Wow. I don't think Joe Black is terrible. I think Joe Black is terrible at Drag Race.
He's terrible.
He's not a terrible performer. He's terrible at Drag Race.
Well, yeah, he's okay. Yeah, I don't think he's a terrible person indoor performer, but in terms of the competition in which he entered to win, he was shit.
Also, like, Joe Black is only 30. Can we talk about that?
He literally looks like Glenn Close. It's terrifying.
Okay, move on, please. Move on. Good God.
There's been news, cigar.
Why?
The girls are girling.
Move on, please.
So Candy got rid of a lot of her essence in her verse. She said S on my chest because I'm ready to save him.
But bitch, didn't you write it? Like, that's what I was thinking. Didn't she write it?
No, they didn't write it.
Oh, that's right. They didn't. I was like, damn, but what? Who the fuck? But also, did you listen to it? Did you listen to it beforehand? She didn't listen to it beforehand. She knows she can't do S's.
She didn't think about it with that big ass tongue in her mouth.
Wow.
She too. Sometimes, like, no, not even trying to be rude. Sorry, Candy. You know, this might be rude.
Here we go.
But like, sometimes when I hear her talk, I feel it's like I almost, like, I'm in pain. Oh, Lord. So I can only imagine how she feels. Fucking, can we talk about fucking Slim Shady? And by Slim Shady, I mean Utica.
Oh my God. Why, God? I said, who the fuck is giving you Slim Shady vibes?
Utica with her allegorical rap. That was some hard shit.
Wouldn't be me. I got tongue tied saying the cat is red. So I mean,
the cat, like, the cat is red, jumping on the bed. Y'all bitches got some big ass heads.
What the fuck is going on this?
Why
day?
Are you mad? Because I'm a freestyler, huh?
First of all, you said freestyler. That was so cocky. I'm a fucking freestyler, bitch.
I'm a freestyle rapper.
Freestyler, okay. I don't really like. I'm not gonna do like a rap battle. Like, I'm not gonna like battle Drake or anything like that. But I definitely do like.
I'll battle Aubrey. I ain't scared. I'll battle Aubrey. I'll call him Aubrey.
You'll get stomped out by his motherfucking security too. Keep playing around.
His security ain't shit.
Keep that energy when you see him too. Keep that energy.
I'm just kidding. He sounded scared. But also, I'm not though. Like, I mean, like, I'm not like afraid of him, but like, I mean, like, I'm sure he'd be my ass. But yes. I ain't like a bit. Like, I'm not like, I wouldn't be like, ooh, I'd be like, fuck off. Beach. Anyway. How do you feel about these dance rehearsals with Jamal Amale?
Girl, Shrekup is real. Simone was getting tripped up. Girl, she couldn't even walk down the damn runway. I said, don't you do that every week? What the hell the problem?
Simone better get out of that little pee head of hers or else she's going to get home soon.
What's up? But she do got a little head, don't she? She got a little
head. She got a little pee head. You know what I said? Oh.
She got a little body. Too, though. She got a little body. That's why she got a pee head. She got a little body.
Wait. You're going to be really mad.
Go ahead.
You're going to be real mad. You know who I said she looked like the other day?
Who? They better not be racist. She look like Lil Bill.
No, bitch. I would never. First of all,
she look like Lil Bill.
I wasn't gonna say that, but now that you said that, yeah. But she looks like she for sometimes she'd be looking like the
like Black Caillou. Who
should now the little thing on SpongeBob that goes, "What are they selling? Chocolate." The thing that the little worm in the wheelchair.
The one that's like on its last fucking leg or
yes, leg. Like a younger version of it.
Oh, OK, Okay. Utica looks so fucking awkward, just like gangly and loose, and
she is literally, like I've said before, a wacky inflatable tube, man.
Just joints discombobulated.
Can't even move.
Rosé is killing the choreo, as expected. We didn't think anything. We didn't think anything else. I mean, this is her challenge, and bitch, she stepped up.
This is her moment.
Okay, she worked her whole life for this.
She
okay?
fucking earned her fucking right to be.
She said, "Fuck you, Denali. I'm getting the world that I fucking want." Okay, no, yeah. Fuck you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Make is trying to keep up with Denali, which is not going very well for her.
Yo, I was concerned.
She was saying what and two and three and four and. Denali was hitting it too. She was doing extra shit too. And Make was like, bitch, I thought we were just gonna get the moves down. I know we were doing all we weren't doing stylistic choices at this point.
I was concerned for Make. Not gonna lie.
We all were.
I was a little concerned for Make.
Any other thoughts about the dance rehearsals?
Candy was
I forgot about Candy. Candy's wearing the motherfucking shorts. Damn, how many pairs of them shorts you got, bitch? Or you wear the same ones?
Really? I bet you they're the same ones with that stank ass booty.
Okay, move on, please.
Anyway.
Fuck. You were on one day.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with me? My bad, y'all. I don't take it personal. It's just drag.
Fuck.
So we move on to the mirror moments after we are rehearsing with Jamal all up in the geek. All up in the geek. Sorry. Started myself. So the queens talk about the effects of social media to the point where Candy brings up Aja versus Valentina.
You're beautiful. You're stunning. You look like Linda Evangelista. Did you stone those tapes?
And my thing is, was that all this serious? I guess what do you mean? I guess Valentina just had some really harsh fans who came at Aja and told her to go kill herself.
Did you not hear about all of this?
I mean, yeah. And I saw the reunion where they brought it up.
Yeah.
But like, Candy somehow got involved.
Yeah, I feel like that was like the first time. Because that was season what? Was that 10?
Nine.
That was nine. Season nine, I feel like that's when Drag Race really, really started to pick up in popularity. And I feel like that was the first instance in the series where when cyberbullying was really, really hard. And I think Aja was one of the first queens to really get it. Nino Benigni was on that. Was Nina Benina on that cast too? Her and Nina both, because they came at Valentina, both got it like really, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And that was crazy. But Valentina's fans were crazy. And then Candy.
Still are, to be honest. Yeah, still are.
Candy got brought into that mess because she used to be a part of the Haas of Aja.
Haas. Not house.
But she has since confirmed that she is no longer. She is part of the doll Haas, which is Dahlia Sin, Janelle number 5, and Candy Muse.
She's in it too?
Who? Janelle number 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just her. And,
but yes, and then for the girls who don't know, Candy Muse, prior to Drag Race starting people, but also in 2020, released a song with former All-Stars winner Alaska Thunderfuck of All-Stars Season 2. And it is called Sitting Alone in the VIP, Sitting Alone in the VIP, Sitting Alone because you don't like me, Sitting Alone in the VIP, Sitting Alone in the VIP. And it's stupid, but it's one of those, it's gay.
But also, let's be real, if Alaska wasn't on it, it wouldn't be as good as it is, because Alaska sets that song the fuck off.
Wait, you here.
I was going to play it too.
Alone in VIP.
My phone is charging, but I was going to play it too.
Hold on, I'm going to find it. It'll take 2 seconds.
Sitting alone in the VIP, sitting alone. And also with that came the meme that I think we all have seen. Candy sitting in that pink ass outfit, looking just, again, Pluckington, looking so Pluckington. And she said that she actually was feeling like shit that day. And she was really sitting alone in the VIP, girl. Did you see that the fucking Pokemon made their own sitting alone? What's like, excuse me? I said, Pokemon made their own Sitting Alone in the VIP meme. I cannot.
It was a viral moment. The girls were girling. Everybody wanted to get in the gig.
I was like, okay. I mean, I ain't mad at it.
But here's the song, ladies and gentlemen. I won't play the whole thing.
Ladies and gents, and everyone in between.
Give you a little taste.
Where's the tops? Where are all the tops? Need champagne to feel my brain.
Nobody asked me about my day. Yeah, of course. Everybody, get your fucking hands up! Sitting alone in the VIP, sitting alone in the dude like me, sitting alone in the VIP, sitting alone in the. So yeah, I can fast forward to Candy's part so you can get a little glimpse of Candy.
You can't understand it, doesn't matter. I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah, she got that big ass tongue.
Woo, woo, woo.
Also, can we talk about if you watch this music video if you haven't seen it?
I actually have not seen the music video.
Watch the music video because Alaska has really stepped his pussy up with his choreography.
Alaska's long and gangly, so you know the bitch got a hard time doing choreography.
No, but he been doing good. Oh wait, oh my god, wait. Come out, here it is. Here's Candy's part, y'all.
Don't play a lot of it. Only play a couple seconds, please.
I won't. Yeah,
it's a no for me, but it could have just been Alaska. It could have just been Alaska.
Yeah, it really could have. But I mean, I guess. But I mean, you can't have sitting alone in the VIP without Candy Muse. I mean,
she just could have been the video, you know.
That's fucked. That's fucked. Anyway.
It is what it is.
Alone in VIP. My own security. My own security. Anyway, so Tina discussed her past relationships after Rosé done called her bitch ass out,
right?
And said, didn't you used to date somebody that was famous and it was Graham Norton? And then they showed some god awful pictures of Tina Burner looking like a fucking boy band Hanson brother gone bad.
Fuck.
And then they started talking about their celeb crushes. Maya, do you have a celeb crush
at this moment in time? I think I would say it's Maluma. Because that man is fucking fine.
Oh, yeah. She said Maluma.
Or Jason Momoa. One of the two.
I'm in love with Jason Momoa.
What about you?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I'm not good with, like, picking. Like, because, like, I think a lot of people are. There's a lot of attractive celebs.
Celebs.
Celebs. I don't know. You know who's one of my all-time faves?
Your alt? Who?
John Hamm. He does something for me.
People are really, I mean, he's good looking. I don't really, the girls be really grumbling over him though, but
I mean, like, you
know, I see it.
I think he does something for me. I don't know.
Girl, he do it for me.
Girl, he be doing it. I don't know. That's all I know.
So,
we can talk about the main stage looks.
Yes, let's go on to the main stage. Guest judge this week is Jamal Sims. Why does Jamal be standing like that?
Yeah, why are they? What are they all wearing? What is Rue wearing?
First of all,
looking like 90s business.
First of all, what Bob is not going to say, he said this about Rue on the UK. I forget what episode. It was the episode where Athena went home. Remember he was talking about her shoulders and dressing for your shoulders. And then yes. Rue came out with something like this the next fucking episode. And Bob was like, bitch, didn't you just talk about somebody with a broad ass shoulders and you got broad ass shoulders and you wear this? That's interesting. I'm not terribly big on shoulder pads in general. But I like that it's a suit jacket dress. I like that. And Rue don't be wearing bags like that. I was very surprising.
When he came out with it, I was like, what?
Yeah, what the hell?
Michelle and then looks, Ross with these fucking pants.
He's covered. I'm not even fucking looking at his ass. He wears the same shit, different pattern.
But it's terrible.
It is the fuck terrible. And them loafers. Michelle looks great as always.
Always.
Jamal be having like have his chest out, bitch. Play with him if you want.
Oh no. How do you feel like this challenge went?
Again, this was not one of my favorite musicals. The content was weird. You know what I have? This is what I was going to say earlier. I thought that the Russian bot moment was a lot. I was like, this is a choice. I was like, this is kind of iffy, bro. I'm like, this is kind of iffy. And I don't know how I feel about it.
It was. I was like, okay, I mean, like, that's a lot for yeah. World of Wonder to be taking on. I mean, like, we don't need to be like, this is Drag Race, baby. This yeah. is, we want to watch this to escape that.
It's like, whoa. I was like, whoa. This is a lot happening here.
So it did get a little heavy for me.
I was like, oh. I didn't, but, yeah. I thought, like, I didn't even think about when they said they're Russian bots. Like, I didn't think about it until the actual challenge. And I was like,
they said, oh, I have a cute name. It's QAnon or something. I was like,
Oh my God. Jesus fucking. I was like, okay, everybody calm down. Standouts for me, I definitely would say Rosé, obviously. Yeah. I did think that Denali and Mick did a really good job together. I don't think that either one of them outshined each other. I thought that Tina did a good job.
I was very surprised when I heard that, like, they did not receive Tina well.
I was confused. I was like, what do you...
Because I thought she was on point.
Yeah, I was like, what did she... Because she didn't say the last three words of her fucking line. I was like, that's why you're mad? I was like...
We all know, like, I'm not, like, a Tina stan.
Me so, neither,
like,
if but...
If it was a fucking app, I would totally say it.
Right. And I was like, that... What? I was like, okay.
The edit girl. A little harsh. Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. Fuck, the damn.
Let's talk about Elliot for a second. Doing the TikTok... Gen Z Billie Eilish moment. First of all, that shit went on for far too long. His section was so long. Why? I don't even understand. And it wasn't.
I have no idea.
And I don't. The outfit was also weird. The outfit just was not hitting it at all. I don't know who.
It looked like a snowboard character on a video game. Did.
Oh my God. Just put the goggles on it. Done.
Yeah.
It was a choice that I thought the dance. I mean, Elliot's a good dancer. The lyrics and the presentation of it were fucking
my thing is like Elliot was like I feel like I should have did better. I'm a dancer. You're a dancer, baby. You're not like a singer, musician, performer, but you can right. dance. So it's just like he was just like, why am I feel like I should win these challenges. And I'm like, if you're not a singer, then why would you expect to win this challenge,
baby? As Rosé would say, baby. Rosé said that.
But they go, baby. Baby. That's like Rosé's favorite. Baby.
I love it.
My favorite one, he was like, Denali really thinks because, you know, she beat Peep somebody in the winners and then she was in the winner's circle that she's like that bitch. And it's like, she can't be that bitch because I'm that bitch.
Like, and it laughs like, ah, I'm not joking.
Right. She's like,
but really.
I was like, I guess.
Let's talk about Candy in the challenge.
Flopping around like a little fish.
So, okay.
Giving me very Sasha Bell in Glamazonian Airways.
Fucking hate you. I think that she was one of the worst ones in the challenge. I don't let me just preface with saying this. I don't think anybody was the fuck terrible.
I was gonna say that it was very hard to tell who was gonna be in the bottom.
Right.
I don't necessarily think Candy did the worst.
But it wasn't great though.
Yeah,
it
was when you compare it to everybody else, then yeah, I guess it was the worst.
You compare her to like Rosé? Yeah. That good? Yeah.
No, of course not.
And she was and I think also what the judges were trying to get at is that she was kind of reverting back to that same character that she always does. You know what I'm saying? She didn't really get out of that, you know, ratchet banji girl character.
Which is something they keep telling her to do. So just do it.
Olivia Lux as Marky Tuckenberg, because I know you have some shit to say about her. I thought she was good. The outfit
must have
was
been real hot under them lights.
The outfit was a fucking joke. Why the fuck they make her wear that?
Well, because I guess that's what Mark Zuckerberg wears, like just t-shirts and jeans.
But we could have dragged it up a little bit, couldn't we have? Like,
I mean, yeah, it was giving very like, and Candy was even sweating her little face off too, baby. She was.
She big girl. She know that's a lot. But also to say, wait, Candy's really not that. Candy's not that big. Let me just put it out there.
No, Candy's not big. No, she's not big at all. My thing was somebody was like, I forget what queen, I think it was probably Bob. They were like, I can't wait until they fucking bring out TV becomes smell-o-vision, then everybody stops watching Drag yes, Race.
It was Bob who said that.
He was like, it smells like balls, sweaty balls, and like something about like stockings. And I was like, ew.
Right. Oh, that workroom probably smells fucking horrendous. Oh my god, probably smells so bad. Moving on to Simone as Miss Instagram. So the moment that I knew that Simone was going to be the bottom is when she dropped to the floor. It was in that little slide. I was like, oh, I was like, they not feeling that. Jamal was looking at her like, bitch, if you don't get up off the ground doing all that.
Yeah, when they were all like, I could just tell they were like, I think it was when Simone was doing it that yeah. You could tell on everybody's face that they were not impressed.
They were like, it's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
And then lastly, Utica. I think Utica did good.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, you know, she flailed around, landed her lyrics. So
it was a very Utica performance, but I thought she did good in it. I thought she did good.
Me too.
So if you had to pick a queen who did the best and did the worst, who would you pick?
I would say, I guess, that Rosé did the best. Mm-hmm. And I would also say that Simone did the worst.
I would agree. So moving on to the runway. Cover girl. Oh my god. What was that?
Head to toe. Let your whole body talk.
Oh my god. Category is yellow gorgeous. First up on the runway is Tina Burner, giving you taxi cab vibes. It's a boot for me.
Everything.
The hat.
It wasn't
too big.
It wasn't like terrible.
No,
but it's a boot terrible. For me.
The skirt is not. It should have been fitted more.
They fucking read her for filth though. I was like, damn. I said I thought she did good. I thought she was at least safe. I was like, shit. Michelle was like, you fucking literally forgot your last fucking 3 minutes of your song. You fucking worthless bitch. I was like, shit.
Tina was like, literally when Ross was like, did you realize that you didn't finish your verse? And Tina was like, I didn't realize it, but I guess. She was like, I guess I did, but I didn't know. So,
and like Ross, shut up. He was literally he was the MC of the whole fucking thing. He had so many lines and then he forgot that he nailed every one and then he didn't land the last 3 seconds. And you're like, you fucking ignoramus. We're like, eat my ass.
Anyway,
your runway is still a boot, Tina. Goodbye.
Next up on the runway is Olivia Lux, who's giving you very old Hollywood.
I don't like the hair.
With this like beaded moment. And she has like two puffball boas all in yellow. You don't like the hair? I don't like the edges. I don't like the fucking edges of them hair. I think it's just she loves doing that old Hollywood type of thing.
I don't mind old Hollywood type of thing. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't mind that at all. I love like the I don't mind it being an updo. I just wish it looked like more realistic. It kind of just looks like a helmet.
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
I didn't say
but the dress is cute.
I give Tina a boot. But I give Olivia a two.
I think it's a two. Did you see, I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves, but since we're talking about the look itself, did you see that there was a reveal?
Yes, and Untucked, she had a reveal underneath it that basically just took off the bottom of the skirt.
It was still cute. So I really think that if you ask me, that's why we're all here. I think that Olivia Lux is having a really strong showing this season of Drag Race.
Yes.
I think she is even if she does not win, she is absolutely becoming both a fan favorite and also just really showcasing her talent as a drag queen.
Yeah.
So like even if she does not win this season, she will almost most certainly be back for a season of All Stars.
Oh, absolutely.
And she, because she is 100% slaying this competition. Not necessarily like she's winning everything, but she is just having a really strong showcasing of herself, if you ask me.
What I will say, I don't really see Olivia doing a lot of like outside things. Like I don't see her being on like interviews, at least like not now. I don't know if she has some personal stuff going on or she just like isn't booked with the girls. I'm not sure. I don't really see her doing any extracurriculars right now outside of Drag Race, which is kind of concerning because this is a time where you want to really dip your toes into things, you know what I'm saying, while you're still hot. Right. But I can definitely see her coming back for a season All Stars if she does not win.
For sure, for sure. It's a toot.
It's a toot for me. Next up on the runway is Samoan, giving you. She wore this jacket that's Willem's jacket, by the way. That Naomi Smalls wore on All Stars, same yellow jacket.
Damn, why is Willem just giving away all his clothes for?
Willem, you know the studio that he has next to World of Wonder, and all that shit he has at the top. He lends girls clothes all the time.
Oh wow, look at Willem.
There's like if you listen to Race Chaser, at least 3 times a season, shit on the runway is from Willem. Willem's like, yeah, lent that girl that. I think something that got Mick already wore was from Willem. She's wearing like this big ass, I think it's Versace, right? Versace jacket. With the suspenders in a little like a short moment. I like it. I think it's cute. She kept it simple. Girl, she's, I'm just trying to get by. But I think it's cute. I really like the hair too.
It's cute, but I'm tired of them eating it up. I feel the same way I feel about Samoan is the same way I feel about Gigi Good. Yes, the looks are good. Yes, the looks are nice. They're cute, but it's giving me the same thing every fucking week. Every week she's coming out and it's her bare ass chest, her bare ass waist, her bare ass legs, and it's just no clothing on. She literally never has any fucking clothes on ever, and they're all like, yeah, we're gagging, it's fashion, it's everything. But then you have queens like Vanjie, who they read for filth week after fucking week.
You always pick up Vanjie in this situation
because it's just like, if you're gonna be so obscenely and objective and or subjective rather on a matter for one person on a season, like so intensely laser focused on it, like Michelle used to be like, Vanjie, why the fuck are you in a fucking jumpsuit again, you dummy? And like, they're every time fucking Samoan comes out in some bikini, like, this is fashion, this is, you know, I'm gobsmacked, and I don't necessarily get it.
Do you think that Vanjie had a level of fashion or detail or finesse that Gigi and Samoan have?
No, for sure not.
So do you think that could have been why Michelle was like, girl, it's not giving me what it's giving me?
Well, no, because like at the end of the day, it's like, I think Vanjie does have finesse, but I do think that Gigi and Samoan do wear clothes better than Vanjie. Mm. But I also think that if your critique is that your outfits are giving the same thing over and over again, then Gigi wore a fucking suit jacket every week and Samoan is wearing nothing every week.
Yeah, I would love to see Samoan in like a ball gown or something.
Yeah, like give me something else, something that has more clothes. Like every fucking week it's just her midriff and
we did see her in a ball gown when she wore the titties, but it wasn't like a fitted ball gown. It was like a gag, you know.
Yeah, it was like a gag, which I mean, that's fun and I like that.
Yeah,
so I mean, all I'm saying is like, I love Samoan, I live for the look. No, I just want to see more. I want to fucking see more. I'm tired of her just seeing her bare ass chest. We get it, you have a shiny beautiful skin and a great body, we fucking have seen it, now show me some clothes.
And I can't remember what, I mean, god, I watched so many recaps of this fucking show, so I get confused in what I saw it on. But it might have been Violet Chachki who said it on the pit stop. I'm almost positive now that I think it was saying like, the girls now have houses behind them that literally makes your hair for you, makes your outfit, like mm-hmm. does everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of queens don't have that. And is it fair to compare girls that literally fucking have full, this drag is not even their full-time job, and they don't have the money or the resources to be having designer shit. And then you have people like Samoan and Gigi who have a whole team of people behind them, and Mick too, to be honest.
So for instance, like I look at people like Utica, and then I look at Samoan. Samoan has a whole group of fucking people behind her who make this outfit. Utica probably made this herself.
Oh, unless you got a design, I would have to look it up.
Either way,
yeah,
it's just like that. You have a whole fucking house of people behind you, and you came in with some overalls and some goddamn boots and a fucking fur coat that's not even yours. Like I'm not convinced. It's not enough for me. I'm a greedy.
Utica had it made, I'm just saying. But
either way, you can't come out like some, I mean, even though I'm not really a huge fan of Utica's outfit, but like when people are wearing like concepts, rosé, not to get ahead of ourselves, but like rosé, Grand Mic, fucking, and then you come out in overalls. Like, yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Anyway, so I honestly want to say it's a boot.
Oh, okay. I give it a 2.
Because it's like, it's a cute, but I'm tired of it and I'm not going to support it any longer. It's a boot. I'm putting my foot down.
next up on the runway is Utica. I don't really know how to describe this outfit. I like it. I give it a 2. I really don't know how to describe it for you. And I forget what she said on the show.
It's like these sideless gowns that they banned back in the day that were too risky. But I'm just trying to figure out what girl and what woman in the olden days was wearing this.
Stupid.
But hey, I mean, it's like, all right. It wasn't like my favorite she's done, but it was definitely cute.
It's very Utica.
Yeah. So I like it. It's a 2.
Mm-hmm. It's 2 for me. Next up on the runway is Candy Muse. I'm giving you Beyonce from Lemonade, the yellow look. I actually like this.
Me too. It was very cute. It's different for Candy Muse.
Yeah.
Her makeup was a little softer. Mm-hmm. Not as like very, you know, very like intense.
Yeah,
very
snatched. Yeah, it wasn't a snatch.
Her lip was a little bit more like toned down.
What I will say about the lip, what I noticed on the runway, especially with Candy, she doesn't really have a, I know, I can't remember this, the like the line of your top lip, like the,
what am, yeah,
I, the border bow, the border, yeah, of your top lip, hers is not really pronounced, so I wish that she would line her top lip just a little bit more to make it stand out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's
she
what she
was tripping
going
on this dress too,
she
a
was
little bit.
I noticed it when she was on the runway. I don't know if I've ever noticed that before, if it was just like a stylistic choice for this makeup look. But I think that she just a little bit of darker liner on the lip would have just made her lips pop a little bit more. But that's just me.
Yeah, I liked it though. It was a 2.
Yes, a 2 for me. Also, again on the Instagram live I was listening to in Utica, she apparently was supposed to have the baseball bat, but production told her she couldn't because it was considered a weapon.
Okay.
So next up is Elliot with 2 T's giving you the second taxi cab look. So if you were to compare this one to Tina's, which one do you prefer?
I actually prefer, I kind of prefer Elliot's, I hate to say it. Me too. I don't really like either of them, but.
Yeah, but first and foremost, let's get that clear. I really don't like either one of them, but if I had to pick one, it'd be Elliot.
Honestly, Elliot, even though I'm not really, I'm kind of over Elliot still, I'd have to pick Elliot over Tina in terms of taxi looks.
I give it a 2.
Yeah, I'll toot it. I won't be too harsh on Elliot because it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But with them damn shoulder pads, he's stuck in the 90s, girl.
Stupid.
He loves them. He loves the shoulder pads.
It's very tacky. Next up is Rosé giving you a Jim Carrey mask moment. Bitch, when she walked, first of all, you know when you were a kid and you had those like 5 movies in rotation that your parents would put on for you so you would like sit down for an hour and a half or just shut the fuck up? Yep. The Mask is one of those movies for me. I've seen that movie so many fucking times, I can't even tell you. And when she walked out, I literally gasped and said, The Mask.
First of all, yes. Oh my God, same. I was obsessed. Second of all, can we talk about the fact that Cameron Diaz in The Mask is just absolutely stunning. Absolutely
stunning.
Stunning.
The scene where they're in where he...
The bank?
No, when they're in the club and he's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So fucking iconic.
I fucking iconic. When the red dress. Iconic.
Yes.
Iconic. But yes, this look was a major toot for me. I loved it. It really accentuated his harsh-ass jawline.
So question. Is this yellow or is it orange?
I mean, I see yellow.
Me too. I just see a darker... It's not as bright as everyone else's orange. It's just a darker, yellow. It's just a darker version of yellow.
Yeah, I see yellow. I don't see orange at all.
Fucking Michelle. Like, Michelle, shut the hell up.
In real life, but like, I just feel like Michelle be looking for shit sometimes and she don't even know. And like, she's the kind of girl who will argue until it's blue in the face, even if they're literally wrong. Yep. And that's like annoying.
It's a 2 for me.
It's a 2.
Next up on the runway is Denali. She said that she was dressed as the snake from A Slave for You VMA performance. How'd you feel? How'd you feel about it?
I was so mad at that statement. First and foremost, but I wasn't a huge fan of it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
If Denali would just fucking cinch a little bit more, her outfits would pop so much more.
Everything's always so baggy.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Like the legs are baggy.
I'm telling you, if she cinched, bro, it would pop. It would be amazing. Also, I'm not a fan of like when, you know, see how like I don't even know how you make this, but like the pants and the shoes like fuse together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. I don't like those kind of outfits. I don't know. Because it always looks so bunged up.
Yeah, and your legs can look small sometimes when you do that. But I don't know. It's just, I just wasn't a fan of it. I couldn't really, I don't like hate it. But I wasn't here for it. So I think it's a boot for me, honestly.
I see where she was going. And if we look for the neck up, love it. The headpiece, the makeup, love it. I just wish the outfit was different. And I like the pattern.
And that's what pisses me off about Denali. This is what I'm talking about. You can't be coming out with looks like this every fucking week and week in and week out. And then also every week at the beginning of each episode, bitch about the fact that you're not winning. Especially when like a concept like The Mask comes out, where like Rosé did, or even fucking Candy Muse's outfit, or fucking Olivia Lux's outfit. Like all of those are significantly fucking better than yours. So stop fucking acting like you're the best and just be the best. I hate when people declare themselves as the best. If you are the best, or if you are really good, you will just be that. I mean, you're just gonna be that, and it will show for itself.
That's it.
You don't have to scream it from the rooftops. You don't have to fucking make it a big deal. Just fucking be the best, and you'll be the best.
And that's it. That's on period.
So then, shut up. If fucking RuPaul's not saying you're the best, then maybe you're not the fucking best. Sorry. Next boot.
I give it a shaboot. Next, lastly on the runway is Got Mick giving you another crash test dummy look, which I think is far better than Denali's. I don't like the like brief moment, like the brief part of it. It makes her look kind of weird. I don't know. I don't really like that part of it. I wish that it was either a little bit shorter, or I don't know. There's something about it that made her look kind of, I mean, maybe that's what she was going for. I don't know. Shoes are everything. Makeup is everything. But I'd give it a toot.
I loved it. I think it was honestly my top toot of the week.
Work.
TBH.
I was going to ask you what it was, but.
I know. I mean, since we were there, I just felt like I would just say it.
I think I would give it to Rosé.
Yeah, Rosé is absolutely my close second, but I just really, like when Gottmik came out with this, I was just really here for it. And I love the little hair.
Yeah, I know. I didn't notice it until she walked away and I was like, where?
And the makeup was really cool.
Yeah, it was.
I really enjoyed it. So it was like my top two.
I would like for Mick to do white face at least once during the season again, but that's just me.
Stupid.
Tops for this week were Rosé, Denali, and Mick, and bottoms were Tina, Simone, and Candy.
Right. Shut your mouth, Denali. You got your top spot.
Tops, definitely agree. Bottoms, I don't know if I would put Tina in the bottom, but then again, I don't know who else I would put in her place, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know who I'd put in Tina's place, but I guess right now we're grasping at straws. So yeah. If it has to be somebody, it has to be somebody. But I don't think that Candy did the worst, but then again, when you put it against everybody else, there is nobody else that did worse than Candy and Simone. Yeah. I mean, there just really isn't any way to look at it other than that.
It is what it is at this point in the competition. So
we got a lip sync for our life now.
The winner was Rosé. The winner was Rosé.
I forgot we didn't announce that. But Maya, now let me ask you this. First of all, I liked the song selection. You know, I think it allows for some good stunts and shenanigans. This song,
it do.
So, and I thought we were gonna get a show. And now, do you think we got a show?
No.
Do you think this was a double save?
I don't think it was, but I knew it was going to be.
Well, first of all, I didn't think it was going to me.
Oh, right? I was like, there is no fucking way they're getting rid of Simone nor Candy. I was like, so this is going to be a double shot.
Well, yes. Great. I was like, I knew it was going to be a stunt and shenanigan as soon as they declared Simone the winner. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something. As much as I love Simone and Candy can be Aggie, I thought Candy did better in that lip sync. I did.
See, I disagree. Because I think it was the same when she lip... Who did Candy send home? Tamisha. I think it was the same with Tamisha. I think that Candy overperforms. I'm just not a fan of that. I think that she does too much. Like, I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm like, chill, you're doing too much. But at the same time, I feel like Simone was not doing enough.
So. Yeah. See, that's what I was about to say. For me, I was not even looking at Simone.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time, I never looked at her. Not like, she did not captivate me to look at her or nothing. So, like, when as soon as he was like, Simone, Shantae, you stay, I was like, okay, wait a minute. Like, Candy did, I thought did way better. And I was mm-hmm. very surprised when he announced Simone. But then when he was like, oh, sashay away, I said, oh, well, fuck, we really fucking getting rid of Candy Muth. There goes your ratings. There goes your fucking TV. There goes your drama.
Not the drama.
And fucking RuPaul done did the gag, the goop of the century. It said, Candy, wait.
Candy said,
what?
Stupid.
And she said, I don't want you to leave. And she said, really?
Everybody was like, did you see how Mick was coming up on the stage and gave her a hug? And when Ruth said Candy's name, Mick just like slowly just like crawled back down the stairs.
He got scared. He got real scared. He was like, ooh. He's like, oh my God, don't yell at me, RuPaul.
He's like, oh, I don't know what the fuck going on. So it was a double Shantae. Nobody went home this week. Nobody was eliminated. Oh.
And nothing happened in fucking Untucked, bitch.
Shit was boring as fuck.
Honestly, the
mean girls were just scared that one of them was going to go home. I was like,
cool. Yeah, I was like, girl. Yeah. And like, Tina's like, it's happening. So just like fucking snap out of it.
Tina was trying to tell them stop fucking complaining because fucking one of us is going home.
My favorite, like the only thing that I noticed in all of Untucked and my favorite moment of it all was the fact that Candy and Simone and everybody else and Gottmik are just sitting around literally like, I can't believe this is happening. Oh my God, this is so sad. I don't want any of you to go home. And then like Tina is just behind them practicing her lip sync, like learning the words. And I'm like, maybe y'all should be doing the same.
Right. Goes to show you that Tina ain't with, look, if Tina gotta be not with the girls, Tina ain't not gonna be with the girls.
Look, play
Tina
with said, I will would. Jump shit, bitch. Try me if you want to. Try me.
I will jump over so fucking quick. Keep but, playing with me.
Right. Tina said, I ain't got the time, honey. And because he literally was like, I realized that it's happening, so I suggest you all get ready. Like, I was like, oh my God.
fucking Olivia was behind him like like, oh my God.
Fucking shit. I was like, oh my God. But I was like, also true though. Like
no lie was detected. No lie was detected.
He was like, fucking snap out of it. Get your shit together.
God.
He was like, we're in the bottom. One of us is gonna go home. And then it turns out not one of them did.
And Tina wasn't even lip syncing, so.
And right, and Tina said, oh my God, bye.
She said, bitch. So, next week, we are getting 3 hours of Drag Race. Three nonstop hours of Drag Race. Next week, Corona can't keep a good queen down. It's going to be a lockdown special similar to the one.
They did this for the UK, yeah.
Yes, similar to the one that they did for the UK. I'm guessing it's probably going to be the same type of format, except the girls aren't going to be at home.
They're not going to be girling.
In their hotel rooms talking about how they filmed the season. And next week is the iconic challenge of the Snatch Game. And T.S. Madison is to guest judge. Where I got this information, I already saw who the girls are going to be for fucking Snatch Game, which I didn't want to see, but I already saw it already. So
who is one? Give me one of them.
Do you want like a gag one, or do you want like one that's like kind of obvious?
Gag one.
Hold on, let me pull it up again because I gotta look at them because I don't know which ones you saw during the commercial.
And honestly, like I was just about to say, like I don't even remember any of them.
Okay, Candy Muth is going to be Patrick Starr. So there's that.
Hey guys.
I don't see that going very well.
No.
At all. Patrick Starr Patrick Starr has personality, but he's not overly funny.
Yeah, that's like when people try to do Beyonce or people try to do Lady Gaga.
It's
like
also doing internet stars never works out for you, so stop doing it.
Right. Ask Pheromone how Gigi Gorgeous went.
It didn't. Ask Chris the Method how fucking Poppy went. So that's it for this episode, girl.
Girl, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please email us at workthepod@gmail.com. That's that scared me. @gmail.com. Follow us on our socials so you're listed in the description of this episode. Please subscribe wherever you're listening so you can be notified whenever we upload a new episode. And please leave us 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people learn about our show. Brendan, anything else?
Tell us how much you love us.
Kay. We appreciate it. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Because we love you.
And we might have a guest next week.
Oh my God.
Bye, guys.
What's it gonna be?
What's gonna be? Too close to the mic. We can't hear you. Too close to the mic.
You're too close to the mic, dude.
Bye, guys.
Oh, damn.
I had to burp. I had to burp and it came out at the same time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.